The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Taoiseach to Simon Harris is concerned, we know, about this €170 billion sitting on deposit in Irish banks. And so he's seeking to introduce a new personal investment account that will allow people to save and receive interest back on their investments. But will this do what he is proposing it will do? Will it release capital and will it benefit those who need a savings boost? Well, John Fitzgerald is adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin and joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You say these are, or will be, tax cuts for the rich paid for by everyone else. Why?
Well, 60% to 80% of the deposits are held by the richest 20% of people. So if you're going to give tax relief to people with deposits, it's going to be the people with big deposits who are rich. So it will mean giving tax cuts to people on high incomes, and it will be at the cost of society as a whole and those on lower incomes, which seems to me a bad idea. Now, I don't know what he's trying to achieve by this, because there isn't an issue of business in general needing money. There is at a European level. Irish banks, their problem is that the business community in Ireland is substantially multinationals who don't want their money. So there are the bulk of companies in Ireland are not looking for money or short of money. There is an issue with startups. For example, Stripe and Havoc went to the US for funding. But the funding for startups is risky. And there's no way that a sensible person who has money in deposit and wants to keep the money safe is going to go into funding startups. So I think it's a solution to a non-problem.
Simon Harris seems to think that there are a lot of people on middle incomes who have money in the bank that's not really working very hard for them.
The bulk of the money in banks is held by rich people. Yes, lots of people on lower incomes have some money on deposit, but it's not a huge amount of money. And one of the things, problems has been that there's been a lack of competition in banking. So that between 2013 and 2020, there were three banks in Ireland, and they offered nothing basically in deposit interest. They made probably 4 or 5 billion in profits, which if there had been a competitive market would have gone at higher interest to people with money on deposit. But there wasn't competition. Now, of course, the banks were substantially owned by the government. So the people of Ireland got some of those monopoly profits. If you look at the deposit interest rate in Ireland today, it's much closer to what the euro area average is now. So there isn't the same kind of rip off by monopoly banks as there was. But it would be much better if there were competition among banks with significant European-wide banks operating in Ireland.
Yeah, because if we think to Mario Draghi's report on competitiveness in the EU, I mean, he wants, doesn't he, money moving around, money invested in startups, as you say, avoiding a situation where those startups are going to the United States to grow. Is Simon Harris's plan part of a wider EU plan?
There is a wider EU plan, but the way Simon Harris's plan would work is that people move money into a fund which is invested in shares, stocks and shares. But the vast bulk of those stocks and shares will be quoted on the US stock market or possibly on European stock markets. None of it will be in Ireland. So it's moving money on deposit in banks into financial vehicles, which might earn a bit more money for people. But the vast bulk of it will be, to keep it safe, you spread your investments across all the stocks and shares that are out there. And the bulk of them are quoted on the US stock market. So it's actually not going to be money for bid. It will take money which is on deposit in Irish banks and move it into foreign investments in the rest of the world and earn people a bit more, especially those on high incomes.
Yeah, is he trying to address, and the point has been made by many people who are in this business, who work in the investment area, that people are taxed so heavily on the money that they make on their investments, it's just not attractive to do it, to move it out of the banks.
They're not taxed heavily. Like the capital gains tax is 38%. People on high incomes pay 50% in tax. So actually, it is low tax on capital gains. And the way people make money out of stocks and share out of stocks is that you invest money in, say, Barclays Bank. And Barclays Bank don't pay out much in dividends, but they keep the profits and it gets more and more valuable. So while you sell your shares, you make the money on the capital gain. So actually, you're avoiding paying tax at 50% and paying it at 38%. So the way this would work is people would move money from their deposits into a financial vehicle, which will invest in stocks, which will grow in value in the long term. And he's planning to exempt them from all tax on their income, because the vast bulk of the income will be capital gains. That doesn't seem fair to me.
Right. Well, is there a better way? If you accept, and I don't know if you accept, that this 170 billion on deposit needs to move around the place a bit more and work a bit harder, do you accept that?
I think at a European level, yes. And I think the answer is to have a more competitive banking system. And at a European level, yes, investing more in shares in European companies is a good thing. But that isn't how this is going to work out.
Aren't we supposed, though, to have a free market when it comes to investment, that we could decide, you know, as a household, to put our money in any European bank? We don't have that, though. That hasn't come to pass.
We don't have, and solving that problem, like if in the last 15 years, Irish people had been able to put money on deposit in, say, Bank Santander or UniCredit, they would have got a much higher interest rate, but you can't do that. So it is moving to a European-wide banking system where there's genuine competition. And that, in the long term, is the solution, so that people get a fair return on their deposits. At the moment, actually, the deposit rates in Ireland are not that much below the average for the euro area, but they were very much below the average in the period 2013 through to the early 2020s.
So, bottom line, this is a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yes.
All right, John.
It's giving money to people who are wealthy, who don't really need a tax cut.
Well, it's also where that money is coming from. So that money is coming from every taxpayer, you know, including the ones who aren't wealthy, right?
Yeah.
John Fitzgerald there, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. Back after this quick break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.